This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
So let's do your Lions boost. This is interesting. Both of us have had a hard time trying to pick a side here between Seattle and the Washington football team. Here is the boost at BetMGM. Taylor Heinicke throwing for two or more touchdowns and a Washington victory. That was at plus 170. It has been boosted to plus 210. Are you on it?
No, because I don't want to pick a side. That's the thing. Like, don't make me pick a side because I don't know. This would just be me throwing a dart. So, no, I'm not on it. I've got to stop making those type of plays because, Jenks, I built up this nice little bankroll after a winning season of baseball, and I'm blowing it all on parlays and dumb plays like this. So, no, I'm not doing it.
Are you betting a lot of parlays right now?
Maybe.
Yes, you are. Yes. That's all I needed to know. When I saw the pause and I heard the sound, I'm like, she sure is. I'm staying away from it as well. I don't know who's going to win this game. I am going to hope for my props to come home, but that is a stay away for me as well. Okay, let's find out who we have the most faith in today.
Today's best bets.
Chelsea, hopefully you have a little more confidence here. Who do you like tonight?
Yeah, I'm going to be taking a team total for the Washington football team. I think this is a good matchup for this offense going against the Seattle defense that is allowing the third most points to running backs. And they have a good one in Antonio Gibson here. And plus, they've hit this number in back-to-back games. It seems like the offense is finally finding their footing. Honestly, I kind of like the over in the total game as well, but I'm just not sure if I can trust Seattle and their offense just yet. But even if their offense gets going, I feel like it's a team that gets yardage in big chunk plays. If they're firing on all cylinders, it's going to be long plays to Tyler Lockett, to DK Metcalf, and it's not a team that's really good at controlling the clock. So I think there's more opportunities for Washington to have those chances to score points, and especially against a Seattle defense that has not been great this season. So I will be taking the team total for the Washington football team over 23.5 points for minus 115 over at BetMGM.
I like this, Chelsea, because for your bet to come home, mine probably needs to come home as well, and I'm going Taylor Heinicke over 240.5 passing yards. We both need that Washington offense to perform well. Heinicke over the past couple weeks has played very good football for the Washington football team. I don't see this Seattle secondary slowing him down. Seattle has the worst secondary in the NFL. They give up almost 280 passing yards per game. So this is a really low number. Heinicke has hit this mark in four out of his last six games. Did it last week against the Panthers. But that is a top five defense. Seattle most certainly is not. This is your Monday night big, thin, and floppy best bet. Taylor Heinicke over 240 and a hook passing yards. That's juiced to minus 120 at BetMGM.
Yeah, I think he's a guy that definitely can air it out if need be. He's a guy that I think he's towing the line between being a guy they think they can use in the future and a guy that might be a career backup. Like, he's definitely putting in the effort. And we saw him last game against Carolina getting really animated. So I think he's going to be really juiced up to do well in primetime, especially going against a brand-name quarterback in Russell Wilson.
Okay, Chelsea, grab that eight ball. Let's see if we can all for once on a Monday get on the right side. I see you looking for it. Have you misplaced it? You can't find it, can you?
I've got to find it. Do we have a... Oh, no.
You know what this means? You are losing your bet. This is live radio.
Can we go to something else real quick?
I don't know what else we're going to do. You don't have the eight ball? This is awesome radio. I hope you're watching on Twitch right now. Chelsea's looking around. It's under the desk. Where else would you put it? Do you use this in your regular everyday life? Why would it not be at your desk? Are you in the kitchen like, what should I? Should I make pork chops tonight? All signs point to yes. Why isn't it on your desk? Are you leaving?
It's rolled away.
My God. Finally. For the love of God. Okay, shake that bad boy. Let's go.
Okay, let's do your bet first. Taylor Heinicke passing yards. Do we like it? Without a doubt.
There we go. Shake up that eight ball. That's what you get. You needed to be away from the desk for a while.
All right, so team total over 23.5. Signs point to yes.
Oh, you know what? Lock this guy in a closet. Let him think to himself for a while. Then when he comes out, maybe he'll be on the right side of things.
Well, it's an eight ball. It rolled away. Like, it did what balls do, and it rolled away. And also, it should be noted that I do have a toddler daughter that, you know, could have gotten a hold of it. So it's not like I'm throwing the eight ball around and, you know, basing my lifetime decisions off of it. It just, you know, rolled off the desk.
I was just curious if you're just using this in your day-to-day activity and you bring it back to the desk once you're done.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.